Hi, I'm Tony Hyun, the Director of UX, CXA, and UI at Royal Cyber. I'd like to share with you today a UX review that we did for Novant Health. Now, we have several different flavors of assessments, including our 9-point assessment and our fresh perspective assessment. The 9-point assessment is an expert review of your site's functionality, user experience, and technical architecture. Besides a full report of our findings, you also get an interactive prototype, much like the one you'll see today. Now, the fresh perspective assessment is more like a UX and technical discovery phase. In this assessment, we provide a BRD, lo-fi and hi-fi wireframes, high-level architectural diagram, a high-level design, and a high-level agile sprint delivery plan. Okay, so let's take a look at the case study.
Hi, this is a case study of the UX review we did for Novant Health. Now, Novant Health services North and South Carolina. Its network consists of more than 1,600 physicians across 640 locations. That includes 15 medical centers and hundreds of outpatient facilities. Novant Health serves more than 4 million patients annually. Now, our UX review looked at both desktop and mobile, but our recommendations concentrated on a mobile-first approach. We felt that with all the advances in e-health and the interest in mobile health, the biggest opportunity was in mobile. Now, looking at the current experience for Novant Health, it's really just a responsive experience. Nothing has been optimized for mobile. Even features like Find a Doctor, when you drop into this experience, it's obviously not patient-centric. It's challenging to use on mobile, especially if you're trying to find a specialist. So let's take a look. Maybe we'll go into the filters, and there's our specialist. But we really can't provide any information that narrows down the search. And we've already gone through 3 clicks, and we really haven't gotten any closer to where we want to be. Now, if you also take a look at scheduling an appointment, also very challenging on the mobile experience. Now, I'm not just going to put in an exact location. I'm just going to click one of these facilities. But, you know, you actually have to go to a separate domain to create an appointment. And the whole appointment process is really complex, even more than it needs to be, especially on mobile. Okay, so let's take a look at our recommendation.
Okay, so this is our recommendation for the mobile-first approach for Novant Health. Now, right out of the gate, obviously we've taken some liberties with the brand presentation, and that's just something that we do naturally when we do a UX review. If we feel that somehow the brand presentation is not quite in sync with customer perception or even business goals, we make some recommendations on how they can actually adjust the presentation to better sync up with, you know, what customers expect or what the business goals are. In this case, you know, there's a little bit of a letdown in the quality and the consistency, and we tried to adjust that in our prototype. So when we looked at the mobile health experience, we automatically gravitated towards what would be the most important features to have in a mobile experience. And, you know, obviously, you know, those conditions change when you're on mobile. We felt that speaking to a doctor or finding a doctor or self-help would be the 3 most important things. Now, you know, there is additional content on the homepage, and, you know, this is important, but it has to be created with a mobile strategy in mind. So, you know, there isn't a great deal of content. The focus is on these 3 things: speaking to a doctor, finding a doctor, and self-help. Now, we wanted to obviously make it as simple as possible. So, you know, there's 2 selections that you have to make to determine the best doctor to talk to. But what we've suggested here is that if I start with symptom, because, you know, let's face it, a lot of, you know, patients don't really understand in depth the type of specialist they need to talk to. So we allowed them to pick a symptom first, if they so choose. In this case, I'm going to pick abdominal pain. And the specialist is automatically filled in for them. Now, the other thing that we've provided is the ability to proceed with or without insurance. Now, I'm going to choose to go with insurance, putting in my insurance, which is Blue Cross Blue Shield. Now, the default time and date for this call is as soon as possible and today. Now, I can go in and change that to whatever I want, including the date, but I'm just going to keep it in this default setting. And the last thing I need to select is if I want to talk to a doctor that's near to where I am today. Now, this is important because if I choose to select speak to doctors near me, then I could obviously set up an appointment if I so choose. Now, if I want to open up the options as much as possible, then I would not select this, and I would look into the schedules of all physicians in the network. Okay, so I'm going to leave that unclicked, and I'm going to click search. And now these are all of the times and physicians that are available today, giving me the exact time that they're available for a consultation. Now, you know, obviously, we're suggesting some things around scheduling that are critical. We're suggesting a universal scheduler, and I'll get that to that in a second. And we realize that so much has to change on the physician's end, the provider's end, to make something like this possible. And obviously, we don't take that lightly. But in the case of a mobile first experience, it is absolutely critical to make the scheduling process as easy as possible. And that's why we're suggesting a universal scheduler type of experience. Okay, so let's just say that I want to learn a little bit more about each one of these physicians. I could go see their entire profile if I so choose. We're also suggesting, I know this is controversial, to have a rating system in place. But honestly, you know, patients are very familiar with a process like this, and it just helps them be able to choose quickly. Okay, so let's just say that everything checks out and I want to book a call with this particular physician. I book the call, and this is the UI of my universal scheduler. Now, this is the time and date that best fits my current situation, as soon as possible in today. But if I so choose, I can see what times are available tomorrow, and then I could choose a time that best fits, you know, my schedule. And all I need to do is log in to confirm my appointment, and then I could choose for the a text to alert me 15 minutes before the call. And in this case, the doctor's going to call me. So very simple, very easy to engage in this type of experience and have you know, very quick response. Now, the second area is being able to find a doctor. Now, the same options that were in speak to a doctor are here. You know, I can search for a doctor for me, or I could search for my child. I can start with a symptom, but in this case, I'm just looking for a family primary care doctor. So I can select that. It's given me the default of 5 miles from my location. I can choose to increase that radius. I can also choose to search with my insurance or without. There's these quick links. Should I need to find, you know, an emergency room or urgent care? And then I just search, and now I have, in this case, 45 providers in my area within 5 miles. I can click on the map to get directions. I can go to the full profile or book an appointment right now. I'll show you that in a second. But the most important thing as well is to be able to filter those results because, and you can see that it's already filtered by specialty, in this case, family medicine, but I can also choose filters for accepting new patients, those that support telehealth services. I can schedule a virtual visit. And of course, I'm interested in online scheduling. So the filter obviously is a really important feature. Now, same as with Speak to a Doctor, I can take a look at the full profile. And if I so choose, I can book an appointment. I have that same universal scheduler that we had in Speak to a Doctor. Now, finally, we have the area for self-help. Extremely important, just because we have to allow for these type of experience, especially now when the expectation for what a patient can research and find for themselves online, especially in a mobile experience, is increasing. So in this case, you know, I put in my age, my gender, I have abdominal pain. You know, I may want to add an additional symptom like dizziness, and then I can search for the conditions. Now, I'm given a list of possible conditions that match my symptoms of abdominal pain and dizziness, and I'm just going to pick this first one to get more details, appendicitis. And in this case, I can get some details, I can get some possible treatment, but in this case, it's recommended that you consult with a physician about this particular issue. And I think obviously that's important because, you know, you only want to take the self-help experience so far. And if this particular patient so chooses, they can find a doctor right away. And the symptoms have already been given. So in this case, the only physicians that I'm searching for are those specialists that can address the particular symptom that I have. And that is what we recommended to Novant Health for their mobile-first approach. There's so much more that we would like to talk about, including what we're recommending for their desktop experience. Thank you. Okay, that's it. And thank you so much for your interest in our case study on Novant Health. Just a few things to take away from our presentation. The first thing is that mobile-first is not responsive. Now, this is a common misconception. All we're suggesting with a mobile-first approach is to optimize on mobile and then design your desktop experience. Second is a universal scheduler is absolutely critical, and by no means do we think this is a easy feat. We know how hard this is going to be, but especially on mobile, it is absolutely critical to make scheduling as easy as possible. And then finally, think mobile content strategy. The strategy on deciding what content is important on mobile is completely different than the content strategy that you would use on desktop. And that's it. Thank you so much.